Hello, and welcome again to another wonderful, special, and thrilling episode of Thoughts from the Car, Australia's number one car-based podcast from the great state of West, by God, Virginia. I'm your host, Evan Tolley, and this is the penultimate season two, episode two! Yeah, that's right, it's an official episode, that's what I'm doing right now. Yeah, I'm driving home right now. It's been kind of a day. I drove all day long, 6 hours, to go pick up a side-by-side for work. And then I am now driving another hour to get home. And so I just kind of had a chance to get through here. Get in and call y'all. Or, well, not call y'all, you know, record. Get a chance to record. So that's what I'm doing. How's your all's days been? Good? Nothing weird going on? No? Okay. Well, that's good. The reason I ask is, today, while I was out and about, I found a train that had crashed, right? And it was pretty bad. It tore up the tracks, it was all over the road, but passengers... I went to go make sure if everybody was okay in the train that crashed on the roadway that definitely was there. And I found this golden medallion statue thing. It was pretty heavy. It was solid gold, probably from the early 12th century. Probably older than that. I don't know. I'd have to take it to Antiques Roadshow. But it was solid gold. It weighed so much, and I put it in the back of my work truck. Now I've got it in the back of my car, and it's weird, passengers. It's weird because there's this black sedan that's been following me now. And I thought I saw them following me when I was coming back to the office, but I figured I was just imagining things. But now I'm pretty sure that it's the same one. It looks like there's two dudes inside. They're getting a little bit closer to the back of my car. They both got sunglasses and shaved heads, which is kind of weird. And it looks like they're both wearing black suits. And behind them, it looks like there's two black SUVs as well, and a couple of motorcycles. With the motorcyclists are in black helmets with all black riding gear. It's pretty cold to be riding motorcycles today, so I bet they've got somewhere important to go. Oh, shit! Holy shit! Oh, God, they're shooting at me! Oh, no! Ah! What do they want? It's probably not that cursed statue or whatever I found. Okay, passengers, everybody calm down. All right, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna start pulling evasive maneuvers. It looks like they're chasing. They're right on my tail still. They are exactly on my tail. There's turn square for square. Oh, man, I feel bad for all these civilians around us. Oh, jeez. Oh, that one almost hit me. Okay. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pull off the side. All right, they're starting to pass me. All right, got him with the pit maneuver. All right, just move. Oh, shit. Oh, crap. Are they okay? Okay, well, now we're back down to the two SUVs and the two motorcycles. Okay, well, they're coming up here with the motorcycles. Hang on. Okay, holy crap. Okay, I just ran one of the motorcycles off. The other one I cut back towards, and he definitely went off the edge of the highway. He just flew through the air, and all I see is smoke behind me. It's insane. There was a guy getting on top of the SUV behind me. Oh, the SUV's coming to hit me. I'm racing. Oh, holy crap. Okay, there's a guy getting on the back of my car right now. All right, I see him through the sunroof. Okay, well, I'm going to have to pull out this gun I've got in the car. Yeah! Get off my car, oh, dang it! You.
Give us back the statue.
I'm not going to give you that, Mac. Who the hell are you anyway?
I'm Mike.
All right, bye. Okay, well, all right, that guy's dead. I definitely shot that guy. That guy's definitely dead. Oh, holy crap, that SUV. So the body went under the SUV's tire, and the SUV just flipped behind me. He's still rolling somewhere back there. Oh, my gosh, it just exploded. Okay, the final SUV is still on me right now, guys. Oh, no. All right. All right, passengers. So I just passed the Milton merge ramp, and a big trucker with logs on the back just happened to pull up next to this guy. All right, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm pull up in front of the logging truck, slamming on the brakes. Oh, So just as I thought would happen, the logging truck tried to jump to avoid hitting me, and he, like, his back end on the left side, conveniently where the car was, it just burst open and a bunch of logs fell all over the road and crushed that SUV. Oh, shit! That SUV just exploded. Holy crap, that SUV is... they are dead. Holy crap. Oh, man, I hope that's the end of it. Because, man, that was sketchy. Wow. Did I catch all of that? Holy crap. Okay, well, yeah, so what was I saying? Yeah, how's your days going? Yeah, okay. Yeah, the statue had, like, these ruby eyes and stuff. It was really neat. It looked like it was, like, almost Incan or Mayan. So I would have to make it, like, pre-12th century. So I'm not really sure how old it is. But, like, god dang, that thing was fancy. Oh, no, passengers. Did we just, like, avoid death? That's pretty nifty, man. Oh, man. Oh, jeez. I'm pretty lucky that there weren't any bullet holes in the car, I don't think. I'll check it and make sure we're pretty good. Anyway, yeah, okay. You know what? That's wild. Oh, man. Oh, jeez. How am I going to tell my wife? I better go throw this thing in a ditch somewhere. Eh, it's not worth the trouble it was to find it. You know what I mean? Like, don't you ever just, like... Don't you ever just, you know, yeah, just find a an ancient cursed statue on a crash train, and then a bunch of cars, motorcycles, and SUVs start chasing you and trying to kill you. Yeah, well, heck, that sucks. Oh well. Oh, jeez, I feel bad for those guys. I mean. Heck, if they just asked nicely, I probably would have given it back. Because, I mean, it's not mine. I don't know what I was going to do with it. Yeah. I guess this isn't really that great of an episode, is it, now that you think about it? Huh. Oh, well. Yeah, I've been trying to record a bunch of small stuff recently in the hopes of putting it all together for one, like, larger episode to make this episode a little bit, like, a little more bang for your buck, you know what I mean? But I haven't really had a chance to. Every time I sit down to record, I've been kind of like, not bummed out, but I'm just not like feeling it, you know? It's been low energy, low output, and that's not okay. I want to give you guys the best that I can. You're the passengers. The passengers deserve a good driver, right? So, I don't know. Oh, hey, look at that. The billboard I purchased is up ahead. I'm not even to the Huntington Mall yet. I guess that guy was talking about that it had some kind of like burst through the ground mobile package or something like that. I don't know. I don't really understand it. But let's see. Has anybody purchased any slots on the billboard? No. Oh, it says your ad here. Email me at fancytrashed@gmail.com or send me a message on Twitter at ThoughtsCast or at SirRajaTop. Okay, well, that's cool. It does say, hang on, it says tune your radio to this. Alright, let me just chase the station. Was that 66.6 FM? Okay. Let's see what it has to say.
Too Young for This Hit is sponsored by Nicolas Cage's Flowing Man Mane. Got hair? Now you can. Pick up Nick Cage's Flowing Man Mane in stores now. Bottled, canned, or steamed. Now try Spray-On Man Mane. Or for you ladies out there, Nick Cage's Man Mane for Women.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Alright, yeah, so that's pretty neat. Yeah, that's pretty neat. So I guess for right now, I've opened it up. I forgot that I did that. I opened it up to let ads from the We Can Make This Work Probably podcast network pop up on the local radio station, which is pretty cool. That's fun. I mean, like, the billboard ads I'm looking for, just, you know, send me some text and I'll read it, whatever you want set on the billboard. But that's pretty cool. Yeah, you should go check out that podcast, by the way. It's a pretty good podcast. I gotta say. Anyway. Yeah, alright. So we just passed the Huntington Mall. I'm getting close to home. I might start cutting this off. What I think I'm gonna do, all the episodes that I thought I was gonna just toss up and throw in a meat grinder and flush them, I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take all of that audio and I'm gonna compile it after this. So, be prepared for some cut up. Well, not cut up. It's just audio from episodes that didn't really happen. If I can find any. Or just random audio I have on my phone. So get ready for that. Because I know I've got some audio on my phone of just like background noise I tried to record. Like one is a train driving near me while I'm next to the highway. I never really figured what I was going to do with it. But hey, you know what? You're going to listen to that. So here you go. Until next time. Well, you'll hear me again at the end of it. So here's Evan audio clips.
I'm literally on the side of the road. There's a train next to me. I don't know what I'm going to do with this audio, but I'm definitely going to get it. Conductor just waved at me. That was pretty cool. I waved back and waved it like a head nod. So you know I'm pretty cool. This is me with my shirt on. This is a test of the theory that shirtless podcasting energy is a thing. Yeah, right. So, okay, here I am with no shirt on. I am actually kind of feeling this podcast right now. All of a sudden, I don't know what's going on. This is insane. I don't even know. This is wild. Okay, I'm gonna get recording. You son of a bitch.
You talking to me? You really want to die today? Oh no. Now, it's personal.
Alright, passengers. Hey. Hey, thanks for coming along on this trip. Thanks for being my passengers. You guys are awesome. I appreciate all of you who listen to this. I want to thank all of you. Thank you for supporting me and listening to this weird thing I make that definitely is more of a money sink for me than anything else, but you know, if you actually enjoy it, then hell, that means I'm doing it right? Yeah. Alright, I appreciate all of you. Y'all, I'm gonna start cutting off here. Make sure to go check out the We Can Make This Work Probably Podcast Network. There's the Twitter page, we've got an Instagram and a Facebook page. All of those are where you can get your updates. I think the Instagram is doing something funky right now, so we'll see where that goes. I think that because the Instagram account's a newer account, and we try to use a bunch of hashtags or tag people in the profiles, like, it's like getting soft banned. So for right now, check out our, I think the Twitter one's a little more reliable. If you want to check out the podcast episodes, we retweet episodes that get posted. We've got a couple of podcasts on the network now that are actually like regular posters and do better quality than mine than this. So if you like this, you might like them even more. Who knows? I think today I'll talk about go check out the Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power. That's my buddy Troy from, from his streaming on Twitch. He's a really funny guy, and he's been doing a lot of playthroughs recently. He was doing the Animorphs GBA game, which was It's hit and miss because, you know, I'm not a huge Animorphs fan. It's fun to hear him play it, but, like, just like anything, any video game from the Game Boy Advance era or the Game Boy era that is basically based off of a book or a TV show, it's probably not the highest quality game, but listening to Troy play it is still fun. And I enjoy it. I enjoy his take on stuff. It's pretty good. He's a pretty fun dude, so I'd recommend go listen to that. We also got Bill from the RPG Golden Years podcast, who is now making the audio-only experience, AOXP, I think is what it is, which is kind of cool. He's doing his own Let's Play podcast, which is very fun. I don't remember how many episodes he's up to. I haven't gotten to... I haven't listened to any of the recent ones, so I've got to get back up on that. You should go check him out. Go check out Too Young for This Hit, in which Tyler just posted an episode. It's him and Blakey from the Luckless podcast watching Yellow Submarine from, what is that, 65 or whatever? That's them watching basically that acid trip of a movie, which is interesting to hear. I'll say that for sure. We've also got the Your Day, Week, Month, Year Reviews podcast, which is pretty much all of us, including Super Arjuna Butt, who's making the Toilet podcast, Thoughts from the Level Editor. Video game, actually, I should say. We're all reviewing video games in the interval of after we play it for a day, a week, a month, and a year. And we also do an episode for whenever we finish it. And that's been a lot of fun so far. So I would say go check that out for sure too. So we got a lot of options. There's also the We Can Make This Work Probably podcast itself. So I'd say go check them all out. They're a blast. If you want to find stuff to do. So y'all, I'm going to get off of here. I'm going to get back to driving because I'm nearly home. So I will talk to y'all later. Everybody be safe. Safe driving out there. Safe travels. And y'all, watch for deer.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ probablywork
for more of our questionable content.